Hello, this is Matt with Damaged Goods on Little Raleigh Radio, and I'm at the Nightlight in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I'm here with a band called The Brainstems. Could you guys introduce yourselves?
I'm Sean.
And what do you play, Sean?
I play guitar and occasionally bass.
I'm Gabe, I play drums.
I'm Andrew, I play bass and occasionally guitar.
I'm Sam, I play guitar and occasionally bass.
And where are The Brainstems from?
St. Louis, Missouri.
And how long have you been a band for?
About 5 years or so, almost, yeah, in one form or another.
Yeah, we formed, a couple of us were in college, a couple were out of college, and we basically formed to play covers of songs from the 60s. So we played a Dick Dale song, Velvet Underground, I don't exactly remember what else.
Strict Nine.
Yeah. Party band.
What's that band?
The Sonics. It's classic, yeah. So, I heard you guys formed as a Ty Segall cover band. Is that true?
It's the rumor that's spreading around. That's not true. It just sells the records, man.
We covered one song one time, and that's how you get labeled.
And A-Pop Records. They played a girlfriend at A-Pop Records while they were changing a string.
Does that mean Ty Segall's going to start a Brainstems cover band?
Ty Segall sued us, and that's how we got exposure.
Gotta make it somehow, right?
That's how Zach picked us up for Bad Diet Records. Yeah. Shout out to Bad Diet Records.
Now we cover Goggs.
Yo, Goggs is great.
Goggs is great. I was lying. We actually are not covering Goggs.
Gog and Magog. We enjoy both of those.
And Gong.
Well, so how did you guys get hooked up with Bad Diet Records?
Nervous Ticks, right?
Yeah, Nervous Ticks from Virginia, I guess, turned him on to us, and then he sent us an email out of the blue, and I was sitting at a friend's bar checking my email and was just like, this can't be real. This doesn't happen like this.
Yeah, because interestingly, we were on this the edge of a cliff where our drummer, who was the previous drummer before Gabe, was going to graduate school in California, and we thought the band was pretty much done, but Zach saved the day, gave us a reason to, you know, continue living.
As a band.
And that's the Bad Diet Records out of Durham, North Carolina.
Incredible. Yeah, Zach's a great guy. He worked really hard to make everything happen. I'm sure he put a lot of effort into it, and he made it happen incredibly fast.
Yeah.
So, awesome. Nothing but appreciation for that guy.
And he's the one who turned me on to you guys, so there you go.
Yep.
Full circle.
Yeah, so the story behind the record's interesting. We did it, we had this very short time frame where we knew we were going to make it. He was like, let's get it done before the July. We had to write 10 or so songs and record them before like the end of July, and so that's what we did.
In a basement in South St. Louis.
It was hot.
Yeah. And did it all themselves. There was no outside help, recorded, mixed. Mike Young mastered it, but everything else was totally on the Brainstems.
Total control.
I love Total Control, my favorite band.
Yeah.
Well, so I was going to ask you, speaking of St. Louis, how did the band first meet each other?
Well, the four original members were members of the radio station at Washington University, KWIR, and we all liked the same kind of stuff. We wanted to form a band for the beginning of the year party, and we just did that and had a lot of fun and kept doing it.
How many releases have you guys put out so far?
Four. Five. We're at five now.
Yeah, three tape, one CD, CDR, three tapes, and one LP. So, it's a pretty mighty body of work considering what our ambitions when we started.
Check it out! And you just put out a tape, a summer tour tape, right?
Correct. It's got a bunch of covers, a new original, and then a few re-recorded or old tracks from the vaults.
Yes.
Love the television cover. Heard that. It was great.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, so what are some of the best bands coming out of the St. Louis area?
Too many to count. Some of my favorites are Skin Tags, Swearbeam, The Funds. Anybody else got any other favorites?
Posture is a personal favorite of mine.
Demon Lover.
Demon Lover.
Yeah.
Yeah, big shout out to Mike Herr.
Yeah.
And so have you guys been in other bands besides this current band?
Yeah, I've been in a lot of bands.
The Loud Crowd?
The Loud Crowd from Asheville. Big shout out to James and Hannah and Melanie Carrick.
Dick Dale Earnhardt.
The Dick Dale Earnhardts. That was my surf band in college.
Is there recordings of that?
Yeah, they're at my friend Jake's house. Big shout out to Jake Francis.
They might be on MySpace, right?
Yeah, man, I wish. No, there's some cassette tapes floating around. If you go to Static Age Records in Asheville, you'll find some.
You fork out $1,000 on eBay, right?
God, maybe for some Coneheads shit. Yeah, and in St. Louis, Andrew and I were in the Bad Dates together.
Woo!
It's a lot of fun. I play guitar in Lumpy and the Dumpers.
We've got previous members of Black Panties.
Yeah, Andrew and I were in Black Panties together, too.
Oh, awesome.
Sam's got a band called Strong Force that's worth checking out.
And Sean and Andrew have a band called Little Richard Brothers Band. So it's sort of like a sub-band of the Brainstems, although that might be diminishing of what they do together, which is great. So, yeah, it's sort of this, like, large family of bands, and I think it's probably a lot like Chapel Hill or Durham, just like the large, I don't know, I don't know a good metaphor, but...
Tight-knit community.
It's a tight-knit, yeah.
Yeah.
What do we need a chart to figure all this out?
I would love to draw a chart. I don't know if that's suitable for radio.
Right.
And here it is.
See it. Yeah, so, it's inspiring to be on tour. We've been on tour for, 14 days or so. We got 7 days left, and it's nice to like dip into each community, see what there is, and it's pretty much equally rich everywhere, and I think America's doing well rock and roll wise right now.
Apparently Brazil is too.
Yeah.
Have you been playing with different bands at each show?
Nah, same bands.
Okay.
We saw some sick bands. Friends that we already knew. Louie was great. Fried Egg and JJ Dahl last night in Richmond were amazing. We saw this band, The Spectres, in Pittsburgh that really kicked ass, and a band called question mark in Indianapolis that are like AC/DC.
Bunch of lies.
Danzig from the Misfits won't. If someone brings him a bootleg to autograph, he won't autograph it. So if someone had a Brainstems bootleg, would you autograph it?
Yes. I remember distinctly the time that I looked up our band on a torrent tracker that I'm a part of and was just like, oh, this is sick. Someone took the time to put our free EP up on this thing.
Did you stick your team of lawyers on them?
Lawyers?
Nerds. Nerds. Yep. Nerds.
There are 4 people in the band and 12 lawyers in the band also.
Did you call up Lars Ulrich to find out how to sue everybody?
Yeah, I called my lawyer Lard Smalldick and fucking litigated the shit out of it.
Yeah. Here's the thing, is that we are pro-Danzig, but we are anti-litigation.
Are we? Right.
You can be both.
I'm so pro-Danzig. Get out of my band, man.
We did see someone pay $70 to buy a copy of Danzig 1.
Yeah. On vinyl or CD?
On vinyl.
Yeah. On original pressing.
Original. But,
and it's a good deal. I fully back that purchase.
Did it have Danzig's blood on it or something? I mean, what jacked up the price so much?
It was just New York City.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. It was got money to spend.
It happened.
Well, so, if you were... The Brainstems are going to do a sellout commercial. What would the product be for?
Crystal Light.
So Chevy, I thought.
Okay, no.
You've already thought this out.
No. I've got a personal deal worked out with Crystal Light.
Oh.
I want to make people thin, but also well hydrated at the same time. That's like a major mission of mine.
But not Crystal Pepsi?
Oh my God, don't even start me on that shit.
Invisible Cola.
The choice is clear.
Obviously. Yeah. I think, so Aaron raised a good point in that all of our songs have like proto names because we don't really like write lyrics until the end. So one of our songs, Redline, was actually called The Chevy.
Yeah.
So it's very possible that if Chevy approached us to sell Silverados, we'd be like, yeah, dude, definitely. We want to move product.
Man, the only company that I would want to back is Cookout, but if they found out our religious beliefs, I don't think they would want us.
But they have like a Brainstems milkshake, maybe?
Oh my God. Yeah, it's like 4 flavors you've never heard of and don't want to try.
And Jack Daniels.
And what would be the flavors?
You know, snobby, socialist, Jewish intellectual. I don't know.
I'm already hungry right now.
Catholic guilt.
Catholic sweat.
Yeah, Catholic.
Catholic spray. Shout out to Dan Ohm.
Well, so where can people go online if they want to hear your music?
1-800-RACE-CAR. Dial 1-800-RACE-CAR for Brainstems.
1-800-ROB-FUNK.
Yeah, big shout out to Rob Funkhauser.
And lastly, I wanted to ask you, what are some of the coolest places to check out in St. Louis if you've never been there?
Bonerville.
What's Bonerville?
Bonerville is a wonderful place where dreams go to fly. It's a house venue, it's a den of sin and iniquity, and it's a place where Megan gives you Guitar Wolf posters. No space, highly back it.
Bonerville's a bunch of working stiffs, right?
Exactly, you got it. They work hard. City Museum is the classic answer, but Bonerville's great. I don't know, man. Blank Space, big shout out to Blank Space. Where else?
Yeah,
come on, help me out here.
It's a great city. It's
CBGB's.
It's fine. CBGB's.
We got our own CBGB's.
Best bar
relocated.
And if we're talking infrastructure, which I know we are, there are bridges galore. There's very old houses, many of them built before 1910. It was a gigantic city when the city rankings were New York, Brooklyn, Philadelphia, St. Louis, and we're still holding on to that. And so I want everyone to know that we're number four in everybody's hearts.
That's great. Well, thanks for talking to us today on Damaged Goods. And we hope you guys come back.
Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, thank you. Really appreciate it.